Simon & Schuster Audio Works presents Star Trek, Windows on a Lost World by V.E. Mitchell, performed by Walter Koenig.
The orangish-yellow star in the Dulcifer cluster grew larger and brighter in the viewscreen, its attendant planets gleaming like diamond chips in their sun's reflected light. Captain James T. Kirk studied the image, trying to guess what discoveries they would make here. The Enterprise's mission was a routine archaeological inventory of the ancient civilizations in the cluster. Ship's personnel had been supplemented by 20 researchers from the University of Nexquali on Perrin 9, led by Dr. Abdul Ramesh Kaul. Dr. Kaul was currently the Federation's foremost authority on the Mestorian culture, whose runes were widely scattered throughout the quadrant. Kirk let the familiar rhythms of his ship flow soothingly around him. Uhura's voice directing intra-ship messages. Chekov and Sulu adjusting the ship's approach. Spock at his station correlating the sensor readings as they came into the solar system. Report, Mr. Spock. The Vulcan raised his head from his scanner display and faced Kirk, his movements controlled and economical. We are approaching the Karada system. The star is classified as F9 and has been fading gradually for the last 500,000 years. It is orbited by 10 planets, most of them small, and has a broad zone of widely scattered asteroids between the 5th and 6th planets. The 3rd and 4th planets are currently in the habitable zone, although the climates of both are marginal. At present, neither shows long-range readings that would indicate the presence of intelligent life. In other words, Spock, two possible choices for us to explore. The possibility also exists, Captain, that artifacts may remain in the asteroid belt. The Mestorians often established orbiting habitats in remote sections of systems that they did not otherwise occupy. A detailed survey would be required to establish whether such habitats...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?